You had Cori Bush, a progressive community organizer from urban St. Louis, be defeated in an $8 million campaign because AIPAC basically bought a black man, Wesley Bell, St. Louis County prosecutor, to defeat her. They ran the campaign behind stealth packs. Nobody in St. Louis knew all the money was coming from an Israeli foreign lobby. They thought it was coming from the United Democracy Project. Cori Bush was being attacked for supposedly voting against the infrastructure bill, but basically Israel's U.S. cutouts defeated her. And she delivered a tirade against AIPAC, maybe a little overheated. And the White House came out through their black press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, and condemned Cori Bush and accused her of extremism. So they basically sided with Israel over an elected Democrat. And at the same time, Kamala Harris is being lauded by her K-hive of vicious fans and newfound low information Democratic fans because she got sassy and stern and girl bossed a bunch of anti-genocide protesters at a rally who were demanding that she shift U.S. policy and impose a ceasefire. And she said, "I'm speaking. And if you keep speaking, Donald Trump will be elected." And so that's all that matters.
And the crowd roared.
So that's how Kamala views them. She's content to hippie punch, to attack the progressive base. But one thing we can be sure of. She would never, ever dare talk that way to Benjamin Netanyahu because she knows where the real power lies.